It's All Things Considered on WNYC. Good evening, I'm Sean Carlson. To say it's been a bad month for the subways is an understatement. Every day, riders fear the announcement due to signal problems, and they are chronic. And no one wants to experience that nightmarish video of F train rider trapped on a train for nearly an hour. Amidst all this, commuters traveling into Penn Station are preparing for massive changes next month. With all of that as a backdrop, the MTA held its monthly meeting today, and WNYC Stephen Nesson was there for it. He's here now to talk about all of it. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Sean.
So, did the MTA solve all of its problems today?
Far from it.
Okay, so then let's start with the subways. How did the MTA address the increasing delays and breakdowns?
For starters, there was widespread acknowledgement that this is a crisis. I don't recall hearing the word crisis so many times at a board meeting before. James Vidiello is a board member representing Metro North's interests. He points to expensive projects like the Second Avenue subway and cashless tolling that have sucked up a lot of resources, money, but also management.
We may have been adding new rooms to a house that had a roof falling in and water in the basement, and we were building an extension to the house, maybe what we're finding.
Okay, so great. There's acknowledgement of the problems. Are there any plans to fix them?
We heard the dreaded phrase every reporter hates to hear. We're conducting a review. And it won't even be released to the public. It'll be a so-called top-to-bottom review of how the MTA responds to problems, communicates them to the public, and finally, what the MTA can do to solve the problems. They also pointed to the governor's so-called genius grant, you may remember, $3 million to come up with an innovative way to fix the subways in a month. There's even supposed to be a conference next week to unveil the winning idea.
But at this point, even riders know what the apparent problem is, right? It's the signals. So are there any plans to actually fix that?
Well, the MTA pointed to its allocation of $3.3 billion in the most recent capital plan to upgrade the signals. But they also say it's not really a money issue. It's a time issue. It takes time for manufacturers to make these things from scratch. You can just order them from a catalog. And the system, as you know, runs 24 hours a day. And right now, there's no plan to close an entire line for long stretches just to update the signals. You've seen how they've been trying to figure out how to deal with the 15-month L train shutdown in 2 years. That said, the acting chairman, Freddie Ferrar, said today, all measures are on the table.
So, okay, as we mentioned earlier, too, amidst all of this is the summer track work planned at Penn Station, and it's going to affect more than 9,000 Long Island Railroad riders. Governor Cuomo says he's going to withhold payments to Amtrak during those 8 weeks of work. He's comparing it to paying rent on an apartment you don't live in. How is the MTA board responding to that?
They are not united on this at all. In fact, while the meeting was underway, the CEO of Amtrak sent a letter to all the board members reminding them that withholding money will not solve the problems. He said they need to work together on this. And many board members are sympathetic to Amtrak. Some worked for the federal government and recognize that Amtrak has been underfunded for years, which contributed to the decline in regular maintenance and upkeep and is where we find ourselves today.
Yeah.
Additionally, some board members asked, is this really the battle we want to be waging with our limited legal resources? So it's unclear if Cuomo will get his way on this.
So finally, let's talk about the governor. Just yesterday, he surprised people, right, by announcing legislation to add two more board members to the MTA that effectively tips the number of board members to his favor. He says it'll make him more accountable to the MTA, but many people point out, and the MTA's own website notes, that the governor appoints all of the members, right?
Again, this was divisive. Some members, like the acting chairman, Freddie Ferrar, said he welcomes the governor's move. Sure, if this is what he needs to do to take responsibility, by all means. Others, like Veronica Vanderpool, who was chosen by Mayor de Blasio, has a pointed way today to describe the governor's influence over the board.
What is not welcome is when we as a board are neutered from making decisions on behalf of the public.
Board member Charles Murdler was not going to let that one go unchecked.
Without any disrespect, you may feel neutered. I never have.
Later, Vanderpool clarified, saying over the past 2 years, she's noticed that news about the MTA and info about appointees is all coming from the governor's office. And often, board members find out what's happening at the MTA in the press. They pointed to a New York Times story where they learn about their own board. So people don't like this. Others point out when has something that the governor wanted ever been met with resistance at the board?
These board meetings, they're open to the public and there is time for comments. So just give a sense of who was there. Did you see any outraged F-train riders at the meeting?
Let me tell you, Sean, the majority of the speakers, more than two dozen, were paratransit riders, people who use AccessoRide. And they told some very moving stories about their experiences. Vans that don't show, vans that are more than 2 hours late. Some folks are so afraid of missing their ride, they're forced to stand outside for so long. One woman had to urinate on her stoop rather than risk going inside and missing her ride.
That's terrible. I don't even know what to say to that. So how did the MTA respond to it?
They were sympathetic, and they've been hearing these complaints, and they had a few solutions, including expanding the use of e-hail services like Uber and other black cars. They also suggested adding GPS to access a ride so people know exactly where their ride is. Of course, after years and years of suffering, these solutions were met with tepid applause.
To be fair. WNYC's transportation reporter, Stephen Essen. Stephen, thanks for sitting at the meeting all day today and filling us in.
Thank you.